It's a pillow I could use.
No! Lauren, shut up! Octavarius,
Octavarius. Oh, no! Hey, everybody.
Wait, why is that where we started?
Ta-da! Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius podcast.
Welcome back, Tins.
Thanks, guys. I was super sick.
No, last I was the podcast. Only one that welcomed you back. The rest of them didn't say a damn thing.
Oh, hey, I was sick too, Dicks.
We were all sick.
Yeah.
I thought we had fired Tins, and that was why I had a wonderful podcast. Like,
yeah,
now I'm all angry. It's going to be bad. Just to let you know, guys.
All right, so welcome everybody, whether you're listening to the live podcast via livestream.com/Octavarius, or you're listening to this a week after we record it. Welcome to episode 59, I believe, of the Octavarius podcast. Let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Nick Makula.
What's up, Pete?
Gustavi.
Scott.
Lauren.
Welcome back, Scott and Lauren.
Thanks, B-Wo.
Yeah, that's B-Wo.
Hey, it's Tins.
Mark.
Lisa.
Yeah, it's Chris.
Speaking of welcome back, Tins, what was last week's episode number? 58, it would have been? Did we get that right?
I think so.
I think we got it right. We just guessed.
Okay.
We said 56?
I thought we said 56.
Maybe not.
I think
I don't know.
Screwed it up.
Eh, whatever.
We probably did. We didn't even know.
We were back in time.
Anymore.
There's going to be one listener who's really pissed about this order.
I hope we get a letter.
Oh, shit. Speaking of letters.
Oh,
what?
No.
Where is that bag with all our letters in it?
The letter bag?
Yeah,
where's the letter bag?
Where's the letter bag?
Mark, do we usually have the letter bag?
That means you don't get to check that on your bingo card.
Wait. I've got the letter bag right here. Let me just open this one. This one comes to us from Mr. Geo Calculus from Madison, Wisconsin. And Geo writes, 1 plus 18 divided by 7, parentheses, 4 squared.
This guy sounds like he's shitty at writing letters.
times 12 plus 7. Oh, that was all in brackets to log 10. And he says, that is how much I love your podcast.
Oh.
I wish I could just count it, but the number is too high probably if you just did that math.
I don't think that actually becomes a number. I don't think that does.
I don't remember the equation.
Yeah, he doesn't love activations at all.
Log 10 of that, I don't think that works.
So I mean, it is a number somewhere.
I think it's not a real
number. He likes us a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm glad he
so the
believes
yeah,
that.
Don't,
the number
Mr. Calculus,
gets blown into oblivion, and that's
yeah.
how much he loves us.
He took the time to write a letter, and you're just going to doubt his ability at math?
I just think it's an unbalanced...
Well, let him go on with the letter.
Yeah.
Maybe he saves it.
What's up with that?
That was right.
Thanks for reading.
One great thing about how timely that is today is Pi Day, March 14th, 3.14.
3.14. I love me pie.
Yeah, and it makes me one thing that's great about Pi Day is it reminds me of the math team's cheer at my high school, which I believe I've said before, but I'm going to do it again
because I love it
that much.
It'd be nice to get a refresher.
And it goes,
sure.
And the math team's cheer, I was never a mathlete, but I did enjoy their cheer, and it went as such. Secant, tangent, cosine, sine, pi is 3.14159. Go math team!
Nerd! Nerd!
That's really funny. Actually.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
I also just realized that Pi Day was the most accurate in the year 159 AD.
Yes.
3.14159. Actually, we have the like big Pi Day, at least according to a Facebook event I got like 9 months ago, is actually March 14th, 2015 at 1:19 or some. Like the numbers all line up, so it is 3.14159926.
So what do people do then? Do they just gonna like all look at each other and be like, we did it?
Maybe they eat pie.
They probably solved it.
There's a lot of dates like that that just like are gonna happen, and then everyone's gonna acknowledge that.
Well, it's like a holiday. You just celebrate.
So people think they can finish that thing, right? But people think they can finish pie. They set computers to do so.
I don't know.
I assume there's one scientist in the world who just has like 40 different like supercomputers working on it at all times.
It's just like, I'm gonna get to the end of this.
Yeah. Yep.
I wonder who that is, because like, you know, I feel like there's so many more important things to find. But then what happens if you find pi?
You find the answers of the universe.
Yeah, would you?
Well, that's the wonderful thing.
According to Darren Aronofsky.
I forget what the exact number is, but there are different equations. There are math problems where, like, the Math Institute, whatever the hell the Math Institute is, has it where it's like, if you solve this, we'll grant you, like, $1 million or something. Because there are all these math problems that should have, like, a solution,
but
we can't figure it out. And we can crack different codes. We can improve, like, algorithms on the internet. We can find so many things, but there are all these. And people will dedicate their entire careers to figuring out these math problems. And no one can do it yet.
That's why I like that we're in the entertainment field, because there is no, like, real answer. And so we can always be kind of wrong and be okay. Whereas in, like, math, I feel like it's cut and dry.
I feel like we follow much more along the lines of, like, philosophy than we do math.
Yeah.
But there's math, like, math in our improv.
It's just crazy. Oh, there's totally math in everything.
Yeah, because you can break down anything. Like, we always talk about how they always say comedy comes in threes, you know. And it's just that genuine feeling. You get number one, and then you get number two, and for some reason it takes number three for it to feel right. And last I heard, there was no real scientific explanation for it. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, also I feel like it's that we're lazy and never want to find the answer, and nobody has $1 million because we're all comedians, and when we do get $1 million, we don't want to give it to the person that solves it.
Hire a mathematician.
Yeah, fuck that.
But, like, we'll never wind up, like, the flip side of that is we'll never have to wind up like the dudes that discovered cold fusion and then, like, are totally embarrassed by everyone in our field.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer.
Well, suck it. They should have gone through proper scientific channels to verify themselves. The assholes.
Assholes.
It's pretty crazy, though, like, that you have to go through channels to be verified in math and science.
Well, yeah, it's basically saying, it's not too tough. It's saying, like, if you've got a revolutionary theory, you need to present it to some of your peers and have them check it out and say, you know what, this is good, this all checks out, now you can present it to the public.
Because there's, like, a quantifiable answer. There's a quantify what they're doing.
Yeah, it's the same idea behind there's this guy James Randi who
his last name is Randi,
R-A-N-D-I.
Okay, I feel better
Randy
about that.
This guy James Randi, he is a scientist / magician. And he is...
I love him already.
Yeah, and...
Is he the Amazing Randi, or is he James the Amazing Randi?
No, he's Jimbo Randi.
I might be making it up, but I think he might actually be the Amazing Randi.
Yes!
I could be totally making that up, but he should be. James Randi, if you're listening to this podcast right now.
Which you probably are.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Or
Amazing Randi.
So this guy, he's got a foundation, and he's got what he calls, like, the $1 million prize. Because he's a magician, but he's also a scientist, so he realizes that magic it's not real.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
You have to be a
what?
Scientist.
So,
what?
Yeah, Lauren, magic's bullshit.
Magic's not real.
You were a scientist, you know.
So the idea is he specifically calls out people who claim to be telepathic, and people that make like homeopathic medicine that, like, scientists just generally things that science hasn't proven yet, but lots of people claim to believe in and specifically make a lot of money off of. And he says, like, if you can come, to into the studio or to, like, a scientific facility of your choosing, we're going to get a bunch of impartial scientists to witness you doing your ESP, and if you can verify with that beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're doing ESP or your homeopathic medicine actually works for people, I'm going to give you $1 million.
So he's like that guy Valentino that revealed all the secrets of magic on that special on Fox.
Why they get so picked on. That's why scientists, because
they take the fun out of things?
Yeah, they do. I even get, like, facts...
Professional buzz kills.
Yeah, their facts seem like they're in direct competition with our, like, imagination sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember a couple years ago when I first got a smartphone, I had a BlackBerry. I have a friend, no one in this room, but the man is a compulsive liar. He lies about things just to see if he can get away with them. And, you know, for the first time, he would sit there and he would make these outrageous claims about somebody who died years ago or, you know, something that is either true or false. And the fact that we could take out a phone and just check him right there on Google, he would get so pissed because he's like, you're taking the fun out of it.
Smartphones really ruined a lot of bar talk.
You know, a lot of bar lies, more like.
That's most of bar talk.
Gonna go to the bar and lie all night.
Why is there like a website of don't date Makula or something? Is that what?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, then gone.
A website that says don't date Nick Makula. I just was gonna share my story about how I was in. They're gonna hate me for this. I would remember the girl at a bar and
still like you.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, you're good for
you
now.
You can learn from that LP.
What?
I don't know. And we're talking about Inception. The movie just came out, so don't give me that.
Like, wait, but like you hate this movie.
Oh, wait. I have something that's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
This is something I read on Reddit like a few days ago. Okay. It's the actual ending of Inception. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to spoil this. Spoiler alert. So people fast forward. All right, but his totem, that spinning top is not his totem.
No, it's not. That's his wife's.
That's his wife's.
Yeah.
Now, his totem is his wedding ring. If he's in a dream, he doesn't have
it
on.
That's true.
So at the end...
What?
It's real life, all right? So are we done with the Inception now? Can we be done with it? Please. I'm fucking done with this.
Makula just walked away
from the microphone. And Makula has left the podcast, everybody.
Oh, he's getting out.
He's leaving the apartment now. Thank God.
Nick, that's a bad idea. You don't want to go outside.
Nick, you don't have shoes.
Back, Nick.
You're wearing an undershirt.
So,
why do you lock the door? Actually, so nobody comes in.
Live stream user DM Hey actually read the same thing. He is verifying this.
Yeah, so...
wait,
Makula,
this is for serious?
Yes, this is...
this is like math for serious.
Yeah, so Makula...
Nick, we need the end of your story. I want to know what happened.
I'll tell you the end. He gets disappointed.
It's not that he gets disappointed. It's how he gets there that I'm so curious about.
Okay. So I'm at a bar with this girl, and
what's her name?
Film
the
details. Be careful.
Don't answer that.
He doesn't even know.
The name,
I'm not gonna answer it. No,
just tell the
story. Say the first name.
No, I just
don't.
Shut up. I don't remember it.
Doesn't matter.
We were talking about Inception, and we're talking about. I was saying that there's this one scene. Apparently, you can see his wife in like a certain shot. She's like, no. I'm like, yeah, you can. And we're talking about it. Here we are having like a face-to-face conversation. I'm like,
oh, no.
No, you know, I'm like, here, I'll show you. And I actually bust out my iPhone, and we watched a scene from an Inception.
Oh, my God.
And then...
That ruined your game, didn't it?
Not necessarily.
You're lucky she didn't work for the NPAA.
No, dude.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
All those things that you think would derail a normal person, Nick gets past. Nick is one of those people that defy math.
Yeah, I do.
He takes the logical and then says, no, I have an illogical solution to this, and then people will follow it.
Yeah, Makula's not big on making sense. And, you know, math is.
The funny thing is, I was good at math in high school.
I totally believe that.
Mm-hmm. I was like, math was like one of I just got it. I was like, oh, simple, boom. And I actually enjoyed it.
You didn't have to work at it? You just got it?
I got it.
I was the same way too.
Me too.
Yeah. What? I cheated off Mark all the time in the logic class.
I cheated off Mark all the time in the logic class too. Yeah.
Scott cheated because he didn't show up, and that was a lot easier than doing that.
I used to do Mario Speedwagon's homework, his math homework.
Nice.
Yeah, because he was terrible at math.
If Mr. and Mrs. Speedwagon are listening right now, they're heartbroken.
I just sort of, I always just like the idea of math because, like, there's one answer. If you're given a complicated problem, there is an answer to it. Mm-hmm. If you're grading a math test, there's no variation as to what the answer could be. There's no giving partial credit or any of that bullshit.
Isn't the point of grading a math thing is to see the work?
Well, yes, but I mean, if you have the answer, I mean, if I'm you're talking to a teacher here, so if I see the right answer, I'm not going to give him full credit. I got to see that work.
Really? I used to just do it in my head. That's how I used to do math. I know. Like, I used to do it in my head. I used to be good at it that way.
And I know a bunch of people who are fine that way. I'm fine that way on a bunch of stuff, but like you got to be that way. You got to do that as a teacher.
So boring. See,
here's the thing, though. Like, math is another one of those things where, like, when we were little kids, you just had to know things. You had to know things because we lived in a time where you couldn't instantly pull out a book and look something up, you know? And we're living in this age where it's no longer about what you know. It's being able to quickly find and access and use information.
Yeah.
So we're getting more and more into this time where kids are saying, why do I have to know how to do this? I have access to supercomputers that fit in my pocket that can do these incredibly complex mathematical processes without me having to memorize.
Because we are Americans, and our entire society is based upon the idea of self-reliance.
Well, do you guys remember?
We get our ass kicked by other countries because they rocket math.
Yeah, and because we got away from our self-reliance.
We got away from
all that, and we rely on everyone to do everything.
We're self-reliance now. Yeah.
I wonder if we're like the last generation to have ever had, like, when you were like younger and you had to do like a research paper, and they said, now we know there's this internet thing, don't use it for a source, or if you do...
We know there's this internet thing.
We know, like...
Someone said something to me.
No, they would. I could fill out, like, an entire page of, like, here's the website URL, here's where it links to, and, like, because they were like, we don't get it. Use a book. Go to the library.
I found this one on Al Gore's The Internet.
Hey, you guys remember having to look shit up in the library's card catalog?
Oh, like a sucker!
Ugh.
You know, one thing that math has given me, and one thing I love about math is how certain it is. And also how you can see how everything works through equations, and its foundations through science make for the way it builds through science to create some wonderful things. Like I got a big old boner for quantum physics. I love looking at quantum physics.
Oh, we should talk.
Oh, have you ever seen What the Bleep Do We Know?
Like 10 times.
Oh, I own it. Yeah. We should watch it together.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I love watching that stuff. I love learning about the universe and why things work. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny to see, you know, just how interesting binary code is.
Yeah.
You know, binary was first invented for those automatic weaving looms. You know,
Wanted taught me that.
Yeah, and they would... yeah.
The documentary one, starring
our friend George Zarante,
mm-hmm.
As a car.
And I didn't learn it from Wanted, but that's pretty funny. Yeah, that's totally. Yeah, I just realized that. Yeah, featuring our buddy George Zarante. You're right, yeah. Mark. The weaving looms. It was binary code. They would do a punch and then nothing, and then a punch and then nothing. You know, 0101. And that would be how they would be able to program weaving looms. Then it went to, you know, now we have computers and CDs, and now we can layer binary code on top of code. It's just insane. We might be able to use binary to create an entire consciousness.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting is when you break it all down, it all runs on anyway. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
One thing I always think is so interesting about math is that at simpler levels of math, it's like very, it's almost humbling because like any math you're going to learn probably like through most of college, unless you're, you know, doing like higher level math, like master's courses and stuff, the math isn't going to be wrong. Like if you can't figure out the problem, barring the very occasional like teacher error or book misprinting or something, like you're wrong. you know, there is an answer to this, and you're wrong.
And that's why so many people seem to hate math, because they see it. Their own inadequacies.
But sometimes even, like, I remember a story. I had a friend who was just this math genius in high school, and he took some test. I forget what it was, if it was in trig or something, but there was some test, and the teacher, you know, graded his paper wrong, and he came up to her after class, and he's like, hey, you marked my problem wrong. And she's like, no, the answer's this. He's like, no, the answer's... And he took her through all his work. And she had been giving this question for like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And she had the wrong answer.
Yeah.
And she'd always been giving it wrong. And this kid was just like, he just took her through and showed. And she's just like, well, I'll be damned. I've been thinking it's the wrong answer for so long.
Wow.
Awesome.
But awesome.
But what's crazy... Oh, sorry.
Well, because it's that ultimate, like, you can... Like, for as... It's so hard to get into math because it's so, you know, you can't see how cool it is when you're younger. But when you're older and, like, you realize how the world... But it keeps the world together. You can only do cool things because
of math. I guess I
can
see behind the curtains.
You can appreciate what it's worth.
And it's the thing where, like, you can best someone. You can officially... Like, sometimes there's a gray area, you know, there's a judge who is
better. It satisfies Chris's primal urge to fight and win.
You're right.
He's a man.
You can say, look at the number. I'm right and you're not. I got it correct and I can show you why you're wrong.
That's
kind of
rad. That's true.
But what I love about it so much is that then as you get more and more complex, like, math in and of itself becomes much less concrete. And this is same thing with lots of, like, with computer programming a lot too, which I guess is built on math, so it would work similarly. Like, you know, to do something basic, you're either doing it right or you're doing it wrong. But then when you get into, like, much more complicated problem solving, there's, you know, maybe like 30 different solutions. And there's actually, like, computer programmers, like, look at each other's code and they'll make comments like that code is so elegant. You know, like, just the way that it solves a problem or how efficiently it does it. And it can get, I mean, it's, like, really impressive. The, like, almost the artistry that you get at a higher level of those things.
I actually saw this speaker at ISU, and he was this environmental, like, hippie dude, but he was really cool. And he proposed that for our educational system, it needs to be changed so that subjects aren't, like, strict subjects, but that they all kind of mesh together. And I understood where he was coming from, because so many subjects bleed into each other. Like, there's so much math and art in science and stuff, so... He just proposed this whole different method of teaching, which is really cool.
My sister took a combined history and English course.
So did I, yeah.
Which I don't know. I mean, those are, like, probably the most obvious to put together. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see much more crazy combinations, but... Mm-hmm.
Like gym and chemistry.
But, well, like, you
don't
want to
be in
chemistry
gym.
Gymistry. Yeah.
Maybe you don't.
There will be more children that will have been set on fire besides Nick Mikula.
So get out of the way.
But what if you come with a tonic that makes you into amazing basketball players?
What if, like, you played floor hockey and then you had to analyze why Gatorade made
exactly like Flubber. Yeah. By the way, LP, exactly like Flubber.
Mm. Lisa, you said you hated math. What happened?
Oh,
what did math do to you?
Show us on the doll where math punched you.
I liked geometry. I got A in geometry. If it's something visual or that I have, like, easy steps and I can see things in, like, a pattern, it's cool. But me and Number, we just do not get along. Like, all through junior high, this is really embarrassing, but I would literally cry, like, every night over my math homework. And I would, like, keep reading the textbook, and then my dad would have to come help me, and, like, It was tough. And then, I guess I was okay at it, but even in high school, like, when I got into, I was in calculus, and, like, everyone else just got it, and I would, like, come in for help and try so hard, and, like, I just did not get it. My brain is not functioning.
I don't know. I always hated numbers, but I was always pretty good with them.
I don't know. Like, I appreciate it, like you guys said. I think it's really cool now being older and being like, oh, yeah, math applies to everything, and I appreciate it now, but, man, yeah, we do not get along.
That's like mean gravity. Just don't get along.
Gravity?
Yeah.
How do you not get along with gravity?
It's still there.
I know.
I was going to say, does it treat you different than it treats anyone else?
No. Lisa, I have that same feeling, I think, as well. I don't want to ripen Mark's theory of what, didn't you say something, girls and math don't get along or something?
What? No, he did not. No, he did not say that. Don't put those words in
And furthermore,
did
you listen to Lauren?
I said, did you? What did you say?
I said that math is humble. I said it's humbling and can be elegant and artistic.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with girls and not being good at math. That's,
Lauren, I understand that. I have a long, long history of just hating women.
Well, now he said it.
Oh, yeah, now it's out there.
I'm
man,
like the Matt Castelvi of Octavarius.
Oh, no.
Can I be the Mark Musinski?
Yeah, please, for the rest of this podcast. Right.
Lauren, were you not a math fan either?
No, I just asked, like, here's the thing, I did not understand the fact that, like, I had to get it. If because there is, like, a definite answer, I had to understand how to get to every answer. So, like, I was the kid in the class that, in the math class at least, that would raise my hand tons of times and be like, wait a second, I need it. Can we go over this again? Like, I had
you
to
do
get
that
it.
Now.
God, I would.
You do that all the time now.
Yeah.
Really?
You just ask these unnecessary questions. Yeah. Just the same thing.
What?
Did you do it? Now, this is something that always annoyed me in class, in college, and high school.
And they set you on fire in gym chemistry.
They set me on fire in chemistry. I didn't care for that.
Oh, no.
Not the question girl.
No, they sent me, the guy who goofed off, ate peanut butter, and took notes.
Well, now,
the front row.
Yeah. Now we know why.
Look, I cheated in that class. I got an A. What up? Anyways, my story.
You got an A?
In chemistry, yeah, I cheated off my friend who got a C.
We lived through the fire.
Good God! What
Wait,
a room full of
cheat
cheaters!
Friends, yeah, a room full of cheaters and one teacher.
Cool,
and
fair.
I wouldn't have gotten through chemistry in college if it wasn't for cheating off my cousin.
I just helped
Dino.
People cheat. I was good at that.
Yeah,
that's
we
how,
said
that's
it.
How a lot of people get
that's real.
Is you cheat?
Yeah,
whatever,
we totally did. But then I also
a lot
got
of people
a better grade than
life
because I studied hard for the final.
I didn't.
I stayed up all night.
I played.
I learned my chemistry. I learned my equations, and I could balance them.
Did you guys ever have to ask Bob?
What?
Ask Bob?
What? What's wait, ask Bob?
What?
Do we no, just, I never.
Oh,
asked
I was
Bob.
I was trying to see if anybody else knew this one.
What?
That was the back of the book.
Oh, yes.
This is the back of the book.
I remember that.
Oh,
I've
never
heard
teacher,
of her. Bob.
Johnny LaRocca, my badass algebra teacher, who, by the way, all the ladies said had the sweetest ass in Revis High School, apparently. Dude had a good butt. Yeah, he would
Scott
do that.
Scott is shaking
like,
his
no,
head incredulously.
Because that was the thing everyone said about him.
Holes, man.
Everyone said about him. It was like, oh, LaRocca. You gotta check out LaRocca's ass, man.
I do math say,
like,
for that ass.
That was the joke. Oh, and he had hand lotion on his desk, which was strange.
Oh, jeez.
He was a strange
this
guy.
This story has become
what?
Better
he,
and
he
better.
He would ask
this
if someone
great.
Had an answer, and he asked them how they got to it, and they couldn't, you know, they couldn't explain it. He's like, did Bob help you out a little bit there? Yeah, and then like
that's
and the other
so
the
funny.
Other rumor was that he had hemorrhoids.
What?
Well,
so
some
that,
people get it.
So that he, because that was the thing, he wouldn't like to stand up. We'd be like, could you show us you know, problem number 38 on the board? He's like,
no.
Ah, you guys are my honors, kids. You guys are superstars. Don't worry.
He's just
come
lazy.
On, Mr. LaRocca. Well, we want to check out that sexy ass.
Yeah,
if he
had
hemorrhoids, he always wore Dockers.
If he had hemorrhoids,
Dockers.
He'd probably be sitting on the donut, hemorrhoids. You know, the inflatable donut.
Well, yeah, we thought he had one on his seat.
Because
he had
like,
a cushion.
Seat?
We had a cushion on his seat. We didn't know if he had it over it.
Hmm.
This is so elaborate.
And then there was one time he was bombarded by snowballs. These kids
Why?
Just burrow. Because he was
in
it
the
was
ass.
I thought he was so funny.
It was wintertime and he was walking to his car.
His sweet hemorrhoidal ass.
And all, well, because he was a basketball coach. And the basketball team jumped out and started bombarding him with snowballs. So he gets hit by one snowball.
From
he just. Belgium. He barrel rolls it over the hood of his car and ducks down behind and just starts firing back.
Oh,
that's
wow.
awesome.
And he was always really mild mannered in. Like in class, like he would, you know, he'd joke around and like, you know, just really mild mannered math teacher. And then his basketball team, he would just go nuts. He would just be screaming. He's like, get out there. What the hell is wrong mm-hmm. with you, you pussies? Just like screaming. He is wonderful.
Wow.
I
wish
he finds this podcast.
Yeah, I hope he's a fan.
I wish he did that in math class.
I did have a teacher that flipped out in math class once.
Uh-oh.
He was just so upset that we couldn't understand factoring. We were in seventh grade. We were the accelerated class, and we had trouble grasping something with factoring. It just wasn't hitting right, and the materials seemed to be coming fast at us. And he was frustrated, and he got so frustrated that we didn't understand what to do in a certain equation that he said, "Factor, factor, factor!" And he would pound his chalk on the chalkboard, and he broke the chalk and dented the chalkboard in emphasizing how we needed to factor.
Dented a chalkboard with chalk? That's pretty impressive.
It was, well, and his fist. math-fueled fist. Factor, factor, factor! That's what you do! You know? Oh, God. He was so upset that we couldn't grasp factoring.
What I loved about math class, and this was mostly in pre-calculus and calculus in high school, was the calculators.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you play calculator games?
I had Mario.
Yeah, all the games.
Yes. Drug Wars.
Like, I spent time learning how to program the thing.
Everybody did.
It was great. Oh, yeah. You make it display the answer and all the work that you need to show, and then you just copy it down.
I was so excited when I was able to program my calculator to do like complicated equations for my math classes.
Didn't you guys
and play Drug War?
Yeah. Drug War.
I just would text like
Mark was excommunicated from the church because of Drug War.
What? Well,
the temple.
The temple. Sorry.
Synagogue.
Sorry.
I mean, technically, it's because I was in the bathroom during high holiday services for, like, the fourth year in a row.
Playing Drug War?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Then you're supposed to be atoning?
Normally, I would only take, like, a half-hour break out of the hour service, but I had the greatest Drug War game going of my life. And
you must have sold so many lewds.
No, it was so... Because, like, Drug War is such a simple game, also mathematical. And there's, like, a random... So there's, like, maybe six drugs. And they all have a price range, but then there's like a random percent chance that any given one of those drugs is going to have like a spike that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like the prices of the drugs increases exponentially, so the spike also increases exponentially. And I just got lucky that I just bought a ton of the cheapest drug, and the second day like it spiked. So I sold it, and I think I bought like the third most expensive drug. And then that spiked right after I bought it. So I just... Then I got cocaine, which is the most expensive.
Yeah.
No way.
And then
spiked. You never played Drug War, Lisa?
No way.
And I made so much money early. All I had to do was just buy the most expensive drug, wait for it to spike,
just
buy it
again. Just keep incriminating yourself. Just keep hanging your future career with these words.
You're just playing Drug War as a calculator game.
But they're all going to be taken out of context.
I'm sorry.
This part out. It's going to be Mark Musinski, the drug dealer, and he won't be elected president.
You know what? If the American public takes a picture, looks at a picture of Mark, they're going to know that he's not actually selling any drugs.
He's wearing a friend high school speech.
And if I am, it's only for investment purposes.
Is anyone a mathlete?
No.
Any mathletes in the room?
No, I made out with girls in high school.
Oh!
Hey, mathletes
Scott Danielson takes the podcast.
I was never a mathlete.
Yep.
But it takes a special kind of kid to be... Well,
I don't know.
Kid wants to put
I don't
on a
know
college.
If we had a math lead team in my high school.
Yeah,
now that I think about it.
I wasn't.
There was totally a math team at all your fucking high schools. None of y'all knew about it because they didn't have cool cheers.
There wasn't.
I did.
I made out with a math lead.
Of course, nerd.
You would.
Nah,
how did it happen?
Cool.
You totally would make out with a math lead.
No.
Where did you meet him?
He was not cool. He
was a
math
brother of a friend.
Yeah, he was a mathlete. He wasn't cool. It's, like, not possible.
Hey,
was he a brother of a friend of yours? And he was younger, I bet.
No, he was older.
Older?
So, what do you got there? Oh, it's just my math textbook. Cool. What are you doing with it? People ask me questions in a competitive manner, and I answer them. Sexy.
Yeah,
I didn't see him compete.
Well,
no,
what you do is you do a Billy Madison and you do the strip if you get the really hard questions correct.
Lauren's like, already been there.
That is correct.
Math party.
That's how you make, because like, you can make any nerd thing sexy, really. Couldn't you? Is there anything too nerdy to make sexy?
Yeah, you can make a lot of this.
I believe that's all. You know, that,
you
I believe,
dress up as sexy,
I believe that's
yeah.
all,
what,
Chris.
What
I believe
you,
that's a right. that's a different definition for everybody. Because for us, I'm sure plenty of things aren't sexy.
Cloud had a
be
very
sexy, so.
Cloud had a very instant reaction to it.
And she seems reluctant to have this revealed.
And it was clear to me sitting next to her that there was at least one very specific thing that came to her mind, and I'm very curious what it was.
I
want to
hear what it is, Cloud.
Well, it's more of like a broad thing of just how boys can get really into video games, and sometimes you might just have first met a guy and you walk in on him just wearing a towel playing a video game, and it's weird. It's not
wait, what?
I mean,
so that would not be sexy.
I don't know. It's just like,
or that wasn't sexy when that happened.
Like World of Warcraft and like Final Fantasy, when it's like too intense. Like, I respect people and their interests. That's cool.
Okay. Okay, Cloud. What do you think is sexier? Walking in on a guy you've just met for the first time, and they're playing World of Warcraft, sitting in a chair wearing only a towel. Or you walk in, they're playing World of Warcraft, and they're just sitting down dick-ass naked.
Which one is sexier? I mean, part of it depends on, like, the guy and the situation.
If he looks better dick-ass naked, or if you'd rather have his dick and ass covered.
He's a pretty good-looking guy, like, pretty muscular.
With the exception of dick and ass.
I would say, dig ass naked is better, because like towel means like they just got out of the shower and they got distracted, or I don't know, something weird's going
that's
on.
That's true. That's
dick
a good
ass naked means
like a choice. It's
oh,
like,
he woke up and just said, "Fuck it, I'm not wearing clothes today."
Like, naked's like, I'm proud of this. This is
no,
what
but,
I do.
But that would make me think that like they're doing sexual stuff.
This is amazing.
There's
like,
a lot going on. What?
Yeah, like towel. Like, but here's
okay.
the thing.
All right, so
he's lazy. It's just laziness. So if you come over and a man is playing World of Warcraft and he's naked, it's the middle of the day, it's because he's lazy and
what if,
isolated.
What if he's a millionaire?
Does it matter? Now, does the game matter?
Yes.
What if you happen to have walked in on somebody playing Madden football in their boxers?
Or dick-ass naked.
Then
like
I'm okay.
And
yes!
Like gold
take that!
Stuff are more acceptable if you're just like in your underwear, in your underpants, but... If
I'm glad you
wait, 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 wait. Now, here, I don't play World of Warcraft anymore, but I feel the need to defend this. What the hell is the difference between playing Madden or GoldenEye, which hasn't been around? GoldenEye, there's no updates in GoldenEye. No, I'm not done, Nick. There's no updates for Madden every year, but, I mean, World of Warcraft, you get updates every month, every week sometimes, and there's always people on you can talk to. If I want to talk to people dick-ass naked across the world, I'm going to.
I don't want to fucking talk to anybody. I want to be a man in my underpants playing football.
Well, go outside and play football. Video games are for fantasy, all right? Go outside and play football. I can't fight a dragon.
Football
I can't
a
in World
game
of Warcraft.
Is my fantasy.
Oh, my God. You
want to
play catch,
B-Wo?
B-Wo, I'll play catch with you, man. That's fine. I'll play some football catch with you, but I can't fight a dragon with you. I'm going to go in the World of Warcraft.
I'll play catch
fight an Azeroth.
Dude, I'll fucking fight you. We have Nerf axes. We can fight.
Me and Castell, we were playing with the Nerf axes.
Right? I'm ready to play that game.
We were fighting ghosts and lions.
We were playing with a child.
We were playing with a three-year-old, and he was leading the way, and we were destroying things.
I guess that makes it more acceptable. Yeah.
But if I
show up, I'm friendly. People will be okay with it.
I've never actually played World of Warcraft myself, so I can't really, like, judge it a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's weirder for someone to be just playing
because of the stigma.
Yeah, it's just like something surrounds it. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll just know that you don't know anything about it, so good.
Those thoughts occur, though.
There's what? Banners? Banners?
Yeah.
Like, there's banners in the world. What are you talking about?
What if you walked in on a dude just wrapped in a banner?
Yeah.
Now that'd be sexy.
While playing Madden.
With his dick hanging out.
Oh, dear. You know, have a banner that would say, like,
now,
I rule while I play Madden in my boxers and a
Lisa,
banner?
would that be sexier than if he was, like, just lying on his bed? Dick ass naked.
I'm getting a boner just thinking about it.
And there's just like a calculator
and
like half of a geometry proof in front of
him.
And he's like licking the end of his pen.
No.
I'm gonna make it a point real quick to let you know that we've discovered through live stream that they bleep out the word ass when you type it, but not dick.
Oh, great.
Oh, awesome. We will. Yeah, more dicks, less ass.
We said
it could be dick bleep naked.
I will say on the flip side that nerds can be very, very sexy. And I know I'm not
you're looking at one.
Ladies, when I say they're like, that's going to be real hot. I got a little thing for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Henry from Ugly Betty, the accountant. So sexy.
We would be so less cool if nerds couldn't be sexy. That would ruin us. We're all nerds, and like so are most fans, I feel. But I think it's a thing now. Like, it's become cool. Like, everybody's like, oh, I was a nerd in high school. Like, being a nerd in high school is, like, kind of...
Yeah, I talked to a guy who I went to high school with who was totally not a nerd. Like, he was very popular, played lots of sports, didn't know anything about fantasy or video games. I'm not going to say. But he was like, yeah, I was such a nerd in high school. And I was kind of offended because like for so long he would pick on me for that, and now he's like, now he's not only like pretending like we're cool, but he's trying to claim everything I had.
But even the best football players are nerds. Peyton Manning's a fucking nerd.
He's a football nerd.
Peyton Manning is a nerd. So is Tom Brady. They are nerds.
Well, no, Tom Brady's cool
Tom Brady's cool. Totally a nerd.
What are you talking? He's got like a model girlfriend and long hair.
So?
Wait, yeah. What makes
just
because
he happens to be a nerd doesn't mean he can't bang a model girlfriend. Haven't you seen Revenge of the Nerds and all of the other sequels?
I've only seen
where he raped a girl,
and she was cool with it because he was awesome, just like Tom Brady.
He's awesome, but he raped her. That's
look, it ended. She was cool with it. I don't know how it works.
He raped her, and he distributed pictures of her naked without her consent. He gave away naked pictures of her at a carnival, and then he raped her.
He just had mystery sex.
Mystery sex is rape. By a different term.
That's how you get raped.
You can't just call it that, and it's not raping.
Your Honor, please, it was mystery sex.
Hang on, but I was hanging back. I have a perfect explanation for this. This movie is called Revenge of the Nerds. It's not called The Woodsman, okay?
Good Lord! What kind of revenge is that? You rape their women?
We're gonna rape your women.
But he ends up marrying her.
She married him. They got married. It was love.
Probably because you're psychologically damaged.
Yeah, people marry their rapists sometimes. It's fucked up.
Mystery sex. It's okay.
We tried to do a test of the bodily fluids, but all the sperms were in the shape of question marks.
Dude, their fucking marriage lasted 4 films. How many marriages last?
Okay,
4
so
films?
Now Brian, to your original question. No, I have never seen any of the Revenge of the Nerds movies.
Gotcha.
Did she know sex was coming? She just didn't know from who?
She knew sex was coming, but she thought it was her boyfriend because he was wearing a similar costume.
Okay, so yeah, that's totally right.
But it was like the shittiest Darth Vader mask you'd ever seen.
It was a fun house.
It's like that Clerks thing.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that
Clerks thing.
Okay. The Moon Room is what it was called.
Yes, the Moon Room.
But it was like kind of... Oh, never mind.
What's been happening on the live stream? I haven't heard too much love from the live stream. What's going on?
Oh, we got love going on. We've been having a conversation about what you can bleep on the website and what you can't. RJ came into the chat room and I said hey, and he said hey back. It's been fun.
Hey, RJ.
That sounds pretty good. You guys should get over there sometime if you're listening to this next week and it's Sunday at the same time. You're like.
I got an update from the Twitter feed. It says, "Hey, from RJ. Hey, Octavarius, you sound way too friendly on the podcast. What's the deal with that?
Fuck you."
And what he's referring to is our wrestling show. Right now, we're...
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, some shit. Some shit's been going down out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to everyone who came.
Actually, the madness has been talking shit during this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been Oh, yeah, they did a math equation. The Madness did a math equation.
What did that math equation say, Chris?
Said, hey, nerds.
Shut up, Lauren.
It said, hey, nerds, way to care about math. Last I checked, four sets of balls plus your five chins equal this coming Sunday night. Check our work.
Is that, did you say that's at Madness Rules All?
Yeah, Madness Rules All has been talking mad shit, and also,
the new Sound Affairs.
Grampy Chris? Yeah, Grandpa Chris, that guy from our shows, he's been tweeting.
From our shows.
You know, that guy we don't know. Yeah.
Keep selling it, man. Keep selling it.
I swear, man. They're all different people. They're not just me.
If people want to come see it, when and where?
Yeah, stage 773,
1225 West Belmont Avenue.
Racine and Belmont.
March 20th and 27th.
Yeah,
at 7 p.m. Woo-woo!
Can we take just a little time out and plug how badass all this shit is going?
Yes. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what a wonderful, man, we've got some awesome things planned for the rest of this wrestling show. Like, if anyone was there Sunday night and everything that happened at the end of that show blew your shit,
yeah,
it's just beginning. Colt Cabana's coming in.
Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of ridiculousness planned.
More
we've got
surprises.
Videos coming up.
The new NWA heavyweight world champion, Colt Cabana, will be there.
And
so proud of Colt.
If you missed our last show, you missed Keith Handsome getting a chair to the knee.
Yeah, that's part of why Keith is not here. He had a chair to the knee, so he could not speak.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He's in some bad condition, man.
Yeah, Keith Handsome is actually tweeting right now. He said,
from
it's
his,
American
hospital
Pie
bed?
Day, lol. Like, at a movie, bus cow.
Stealing my fucking lols.
Yeah, well, you say lols. He says LOL.
Eat it. When you're Madness, you can't say lols.
Who says I'm Madness? I'm Madness.
Yeah.
Lauren, who are you affiliated with here?
You know, I have yet to decide.
Yeah, who
are
the
you
hell
fucking
side
serious?
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Madness, Mark?
I'll see you on Sunday, and I will fucking make you decide.
I never even thought that Lauren could turn against Dr.
I
control
I
it all.
You think Lauren's going to turn Madness?
I'm just saying
Chris,
Lauren would have a lot of power if she did turn.
I definitely thought about that.
Amy Sarah could always
definitely
take her out.
Is possible.
Yeah.
Have fun improvising in the dark.
Yeah.
I guess it has crossed my mind.
Lauren, the puppet master, Imani.
That'd
be fun. Venus, and yeah, follow. There's all sorts of Twitter madness going on right now. There will be much, much back and forth. We'll be tweeting promos and pictures and, you know, all sorts of fun things. So keep up on it all week, I guess these 2 weeks. And if you get a ringside pass, it's super cheap. It's $20 for the two shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some good math right there.
Yeah, we're trying to really go all out with these shows and try and do things that Chicago improv has never seen. Mm-hmm. So
we figure it all adds up math-wise.
Hey. Math-wise. So yeah, so hopefully you guys can come check it out if you're listening, because yeah, we want to deliver you a real fun show is the bottom line. Math, 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 math.
I have a question. I always thought, at least my junior high and high school, math women teachers were actually really cute and very, like, sexy. All the guys liked her. Is that
in
true?
The world, you thought
that's
that?
Because, that's because usually the math department head is a man, and they try, if there is a lady that wants to be a math teacher, he probably will hire the pretty math teacher, because he is like that. That is likely what it is.
We did not have that problem, my friend.
We had a very animated old lady who I loved. You know what I'm talking about?
Did her last name start with a C?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I did not love her, nor did I find her animated. Old is true.
She taught geometry, right?
What did you have her too, Nick?
Was she also in charge of a... quote-unquote prestigious high school association.
Yeah.
That you could get into your junior and senior year.
You mean that prestigious high school association she would threaten you with if you didn't do your homework?
That I was the president of my senior year for some odd reason.
The National Honor Society.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
I think this one different.
I solved the puzzle. It was almost like math.
Almost.
Maybe
I had a teacher.
Did she ever show like the Math Magic Land video?
No, I had a teacher who just chain smoked cigarettes and yelled at us to do
in class.
Good. No, he would run outside between breaks during like the 5 minute like you know passing period. He'd run outside and like just chain smoke, and he'd come back in, sound like how I sound right now. And before tests, he would, or rather, print out the test, but he would print out like 5 different versions of it in like crisscross patterns across like the rows, so like you couldn't look anywhere. Everyone would be taking different tests with different answers and different equations. And he'd just like, you know, just be randomly, and he had his sleeves all rolled up, his eyes looked like beat, he looked like he never slept, and he was like, and he was just intense. He's like, all you gotta do is get as many right as you can. All you gotta do is just know what you're doing, show me the work. You're gonna make it. That's all. Like it was like Al Pacino in any but he was saying it as he was giving you tests.
We make math in inches.
Staring, like it was the most intense.
I believe
testing. Claw with your fingernails for that answer.
I look into your eyes and I see your heart, and I know you can do math.
I see a guy who'll add that inch to another inch and have 2 inches.
I pissed away all my money.
On I don't even look like the look of the face that I see in the mirror.
Anyway, good luck. You have 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Do you guys remember those like speed tests in elementary
school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hated the time test
tables. Oh, man. Those were so scary.
I remember the game
you'd
speed.
You'd flip it over really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd flip the test and do it would be like 100 addition problems, 100 subtraction, 100 multiplication, 100 division.
That was fierce competition in my school.
Yeah, that was a big thing every year. That was a big thing for Illinois schools.
Not mine. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking
really?
About.
Really?
You never
are you
did?
Serious?
You are lucky.
We didn't have like competitive anything, man.
Well, no, it was really just like a first couple of weeks of the school year sort of thing. And it was just competitive between all the students to see who could get the highest number of questions right on that 100 questions.
Do you guys remember?
All our teachers missed that memory.
I remember in my class, if you got 100% in the time allowed, you got a Jolly Rancher.
That was it?
Lame.
Nice.
Do you remember
one Jolly Rancher?
You remember the game 24?
Yeah. Wait, awesome. the game 24?
Yeah, the game 24.
No.
It was an equation. An equation-based game.
Really?
Where it was just a card with 4 numbers on it, and you had to use any equation you could to get to the answer 24.
That's really
fun.
That
was a fun game.
That's a fun way to do math.
What
I
about
guess.
Number munchers?
Yes. Oh my god, I was king and god of that
Thank
game.
You.
What is that
Sounds
game?
So familiar. What
is you don't know number munchers?
I don't remember it.
Number munchers
oh,
is
I love
awesome.
Number munchers.
Dude, I learned multiple.
Used to play it on the old
faster.
Macintosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Touch typing for beginners.
Yes.
Do you guys ever have to do that? Besides the video you went to Hunting Ridge? What? Touch typing for beginners.
What, like Mavis Beacon?
Yeah. I guess maybe. It was
Mavis
like,
Bacon?
Pretty much.
And then Mario teaches. Mario teaches typing.
That's the one I had.
Yeah.
Mario
teaches typing seemed so cool until you played it for like 12 seconds.
You were like, this is
fun. Like, wait a minute, this isn't Mario at all. This just sort of looks like Mario.
Like...
Math game sucked.
When will they invent like something friendly for children to learn math besides number munchers?
Yeah, number munchers was awesome, but I think it's so simple it was hard to screw up. Like the more complicated it gets, the more you realize it's just math.
Two words.
I love Donald Duck in Mathemagic Land.
2 words.
Oh, yeah.
Quirky robots. And we have robots that can interact and you can play with, and they can teach you math and
like
funny
2XL,
books.
The Fisher Price.
2XL.
But yeah, but this one will have like skin, you know.
What?
The fuck is?
Well, they're making
like the
robots.
Terminator.
Okay, this is. I'm not making this up. They actually are developing like robot skin.
Makula is on the floor again.
Think of like I don't know. Think of like a touchpad, on an iPod or like on a laptop.
Sure.
Like
Kula
a,
is losing
a robot,
shit.
And that's their skin. So they can feel things.
Whoa.
Didn't they
so they can
Battle
notice
Star
different...
I don't want
a robot to feel how gently or harshly I'm touching it.
But it's just teaching you multiplication.
Why
and it's got a funny voice. It's like, Brian, meet more, what's 3 times 7?
It knows
Wait,
that. Computers know that.
It's going to have, iPad skin and it's still going to communicate meet more? It's still going to be that shitty a robot?
If you put it on that setting,
Chris,
can decide what kind of robot. Do I want like Eva Wally robot to teach me, or do I want like a crazy 1950s sci-fi robot?
You could pick different voices like Snoop Dogg or Retro.
Sure, it can play iPod songs too.
I don't want.
It can do everything, and it'll make math fun. And it'll be
chill. How would that make it more fun?
Because everything's fun for kids with technology.
This is stupid.
No, it's not. It's the future.
Mikula is back on the floor.
It's Mikula the future, Brian.
Chris, your playlist is on my belly. Select your favorite musical artist. Meet more.
What a crock of shit.
Wow.
Brian, if my kids go to school and a robot teaches them math, and I can program it
to
say
meatball. Well, they feel it up. Well, the robot's like, your warm hands on me make me think of 5 times 5.
That's not why it was made, but it'll meatball. Go great for the sex robots
who
will exist by then because of math.
So you want a sex robot teaching your kids?
I don't want it. That's just what's going to happen in the future.
It's called being economical. That's 2 robots for the price of 1.
Yeah. Just switch the setting.
Exactly.
Switch the voice.
Just don't forget.
Don't leave the sexy voice
on.
Meatlorp. Do meatlorp.
So are you saying you can fuck like the robot and change its voice? So
meet
go from
more,
like 2XL
meet
to
more.
Sexy robot to Snoop
Dogg? Why would you have to change it from 2XL just to have sex with it?
Because you're not in the same mood to do math as you are to like get it on. Like
says you.
Why do you have to ask that? Have you
meet
ever mixed
more,
the two up?
Chris.
Like this is what I do when I do math. This is what I do when I do sex. They're basically the same.
Beat
thing.
My boob.
+1, +1, +1, +1, +1, +1, +1
equals yeah.
Mad sex more. Jokes.
Oh, meat wow. More.
Meat more.
On that note,
I'm
gonna
know.
Make me factor.
Factor. I'm gonna factor. Meat more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so
I think that.
Yeah, that about
wrap it up.
I think we can call it there.
Yeah. Yeah, now we got to hear you come while factoring.
Now, yeah. Who is that? Geo Calculus? Is that
Geo Calculus?
Yeah, Geo Calculus.
Geo would love this.
Spelled G-E-O, by the way.
G-E-O. Yeah, Geo. I hope we got to answer your question sufficiently. I kind of forgot what it was.
It wasn't a question. He told us he loved this. I think. Well, no, he said, "What's up with that?"
Oh, so,
it was an equation.
Yeah. I think that
is
what's
probably
up
unbalanced.
With it.
Probably not.
And if you haven't seen the movie Pi, go see that movie.
Yeah, it's a crazy movie.
Revenge of the Nerds.
But like not on a
date. So yeah, I'll
still Pi Day.
I'm gonna end this episode today with just a couple quick Octavarius reminders. Follow us on Facebook, just Octavarius the page. Follow us on Twitter at Octavarius, as well as if you look for at Madness Rules All. You can find a list of all of the Twitter characters that we're using for this wrestling show. It's going to be real fun.
If you're listening to this in the third week of the show, there should be a post up already, and you can just follow our list. We're going to have a list. Just octavarius.com, check out our list, and just follow Battle for the Belt, and you can follow all the drama going on in between the shows.
And lastly, just another reminder, if you can at all, we would love to see you at our second and third night of the wrestling show. Again, stage 773, Racine in Belmont. It's going to be super fun. It's been so fun for us already. And with that being said, I think we're just about done with the podcast. But before I let you go, it's time for Nick Mikula's seven words of wisdom.
Never take a bath. With a math.
This has been Nick Mikula's seven words of wisdom. All right, I'll accept that one. Cool, I like it. All right, everybody, that does it for us. Until next Monday, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
You'll run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
All you gotta do is pass this test, man.